You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. If any country can hold its head up high at this week's climate change conference in Paris, it could be Britain. Granted, the UK arguably started greenhouse gas pollution. It was, after all, the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution. But it has been trying to make amends. Britain passed the world's first carbon act, imposing legally binding cuts in emissions, and it's invested heavily in solar and wind power. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on how green the UK really is.
Goes at 1.20 on Miss Gray. Today on the collie, £1.20. Down past 1.20, 1.20.
An auction is underway in this large building in eastern England. Local farmers are selling their produce.
£1.20. Cheap collie.
Meanwhile, on the roof above them, a small team of workers have been busy cutting the auction house's energy bill and combating climate change.
OK, so up here on the roof, we've got around 400 solar panels attached to the metal roof, providing power to the auction house below.
Jonathan Selwyn launched his solar installation firm Lark Energy 5 years ago. Now it's one of the country's biggest in a market that's expanded fast.
As an industry, we're very proud of what we've achieved to date. We've installed 9 gigawatts of solar power in the last 4.5 years, which is roughly a couple of nuclear power stations worth.
It's not just solar power that's taken off here. Wind power has grown even faster. That alone is now generating around 10% of the UK's electricity. All this has apparently turned Britain into a world champion carbon cutter.
We showed in our Low Carbon Economy Index report this year that Britain has had exceptional performance.
Jonathan Grant of PwC, the consulting firm, he says last year the UK reduced its greenhouse gas emissions relative to the size of its economy by more than any other country.
The exceptional performance in 2014 is also reflected in Britain's stronger performance over the last 15 years relative to its G20 peers.
It gets even better. The winding gear in this coal mine is headed for the scrap heap. The last deep pit in Britain closes next month. And the government says all the country's coal-fired power stations will be shut within a decade. Coal mining, a dirty and dangerous industry, is coming to an end here. So the UK is phasing out the most climate-threatening fuel. Environmentalists the length and breadth of Britain must be rejoicing. But are they? Someone who should know is Morgan Curtis, a bicycling climate campaigner.
So I've been on the road for almost 5 months now on my bicycle. And we started in the US in mid-June. And then we've been in Canada, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands, the UK and Ireland.
Morgan and her partner are biking to the climate conference in Paris. I joined them on a short leg of their journey on the outskirts of London to find out what British environmentalists have been telling them on the way.
In the UK, we've definitely had some dissatisfaction with current energy policy.
Dissatisfaction, and this is a country that's got a very good record for cutting emissions.
So there's a big mismatch between kind of international rhetoric and reputation and what's happening on the ground here in the UK.
British environmentalists say the UK is not as squeaky clean as it seems. One of the reasons its emissions have fallen, they say, is because it's offshored a lot of its manufacturing. So the carbon emitted in producing the goods Britain imports winds up on someone else's tally. And while the renewables have been a success story, they claim that new industry is now in peril because the government has just announced plans to phase out subsidies for renewable energy. Dozens of small solar firms are closing down.
What I've been hearing from our travels all around the UK has been that the British government is just not taking climate change seriously. We've got a commitment to an international climate treaty, but we've got support for fracking and we've got the collapse of renewable support. Domestic policy has to match what we're trying to do at the international level.
Oh, hang on a sec. That was a bump in the road. Bad omen, perhaps, as we head towards the climate change conference. The record of the world champion carbon cutter is less impressive than it seems. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
We'll have more stories about climate change as the Paris talks continue, the behavioral economics of it, and why it's so hard for countries to believe what other countries promise to do about it. You can see all of our coverage at marketplace.org.